forward. In 1876, when he was 40 and the nation was a century old, Mark Twain concocted a project that came to nothing until 2001. There's a story in that. Very often, of course, Mark Twain writes in How to Tell a Story, the rambling and disjointed humorous story finishes with a nub, point, snapper, or whatever you like to call it. Then the listener must be alert, for in many cases the teller will divert attention from that nub by dropping it in a carefully casual and indifferent way, with the pretense that he does not know it is a nub. Artemus Ward used that trick a good deal. Then, when the belated audience presently caught the joke, he would look up with innocent surprise, as if wondering what they had found to laugh at. Twain, far more than Ward, was a master of such deadpan trickery. Once at a gala banquet, Twain delivered a toast to Ulysses S. Grant that seemed to be a long, drawn-out insult. Then he paused for a sort of shuddering silence, as he wrote exultantly to his wife, Livy, and then he delivered the snapper. Grant cracked up. The audience saw that for once in his life he had been knocked out of his iron serenity, Twain wrote Livy. The house came down with a crash. Another time, Twain came on stage and just stood there, expressionless, as if he weren't even aware that he was the speaker. He realized that he could hold people silent on the edge of their seats for just about as long as he wanted to, without uttering a word. An audience captured in that...